At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tape.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
When we're talking about the possibility of this being murder, because that's what she's being charged with. It's not, you know, vehicular manslaughter or something lesser. It's murder. It feels like that might be a bit of an overstatement on this, considering she was there at the scene trying to give him mouth to mouth. And then she was found that way and found in a very hysteric state, according to a lot of the testimony. Not necessarily that of someone that you would, you know, think maybe you went out and tried to truly murder your boyfriend. Let's take a listen to some of the testimony from the first responders on that.
What, if anything, were you advised by your dispatch in regard to Miss Reed?
We were dispatched that, or can't control it, advised us that she's making suicidal statements.
And so based on that, what, if anything, did you or the other officers that you were on scene with do at that point?
I don't recall exactly who, but someone had called Ms. Roberts to have Ms. Reed come back to the scene, and we Section 12'd her.
So does that show anything, that she's making suicidal statements? Is that showing a consciousness of guilt? Is that showing someone who's shocked by what just took place? What do you make out of that?
That's exactly what it shows to me, is consciousness of guilt. She is seeing all of this play out, and she realizes the consequences, I believe, of her actions, the fact she hit him, and the fact he died. Mm-hmm. I don't think she ever really realized he was going to die, probably until she was laying on top of him and he was cold.
Yeah,
I think that was probably her first realization that this fight and this you know, set of events that had occurred the night before didn't just result in her tapping him. It resulted in his death. So to your point, is that really murder? Is that second degree murder, or was it by an accident?
Yeah.
And, you know, I have said from the get-go, and Yannetti, her attorney on tape, said from the get-go, this was an accident. She didn't do anything on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
This was before they decided to go with this alternate narrative that she was framed.
Yeah.
But I think for most people, when you know the facts, she was absolutely blitzed in terms of the amount of alcohol she had consumed. She had recalled that he was actually, the last time she saw him was at the bar.
Yeah.
She didn't even remember going to 34 Fairview. There will be testimony. So when you add that up with all of this new information about her being suicidal and Section 12, I mean, she seemed very upset at the time, but was she also just upset as to her actions and what she knew she did?
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting point you just made there, because if the last thing she remembers is seeing him at the bar, then she doesn't have any recollection of being in that car with him getting to the house. And that's the key place right here. And I know you were at the scene the other week. You got to see firsthand, this was by the road, exactly how far the car would have gone forward. And then if it went in reverse, which is what it looks like it likely did, at that certain speed for that distance. And why would that have happened? And I think sometimes you go to the surface and go, well, she must have intended to hit him. But if you just think you got two drunk people in somewhat of a quarrel of some sort, and she's saying, get out, I'm going to go, or whatever. It's not a crazy thought that maybe she drove forward a little bit, and maybe she just went in reverse because she wanted to say something else to him. Or maybe there was something else she was going to give him that he left in the car. You know, go back, roll down the window, and you blah, 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 blah. I'm just speculating here. Maybe she reversed. But where did it go? She's drunk as hell. Doesn't necessarily see where he is, thinks maybe he went into the house, drives away, has no recollection of hitting him, and might not at all because of being blackout drunk. But that to me seems like another possible theory on this as to how she reversed, why she reversed, not necessarily in a malice way of trying to kill her boyfriend, but in a way of just drunken argument and then being unaware that a strike had actually happened.
Well, Tony, I can't agree with your exact scenario, but I see how that could be, considered by many. The problem is she reversed going 24 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So this was quick,
but if you're angry and you're like, I gotta blah, 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 back at you, you hit the gas. I could see that being a possibility.
Yeah. And the other part is, and again, this partially has to do with the order of proof. Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest issues is going to be in terms of how this prosecution is presenting its case. The issue that is a huge issue is, why didn't they present chronologically what happened? In other words, they should be showing the Karen Reed tapes. Mm-hmm. The voicemails, the hate she had for him during that car ride to set this all up.
Mm-hmm.
It's so out of order, right?
Sure.
You really have where they're, in terms of the order of proof, where they speak to John O'Keefe's brother and his sister-in-law, Erin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no sort of predication for all of that. Now we're going backwards again, going to when he was hit. But what about setting that all up, showing the anger she had?
Mm-hmm.
And also recall that as the alcohol is wearing off, as everything is happening, I think the picture became more clear as to what she had done.
Yeah.
In her own mind. It was all kind of, how the pieces come together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened. I think the reason it's a more confusing story than it needs to be, it really needed to start off with his children taking the stand, mm-hmm. and saying, we were woken up, and then you go into why they were woken up. They were woken up to call. Who were they woken up to call? She wanted to call Jen McCabe and Carrie Roberts, mm-hmm. to go look for John O'Keefe, and they could have explained this whole story.
Yeah.
And then you play the tapes of Karen Reed screaming, I hate you. I effing hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to him being found. And then you go to, I hit him, I hit him, I hit him. And it makes more sense. We're literally going backwards in a story.
Yeah, I can see it. And that would be confusing to a jury, especially a jury that, has said they don't know that much about the case, to not necessarily know otherwise, because in their minds, it's going to be in this other order, even if told otherwise. That's just how our minds would work.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.